This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight,
oh my God,
Chrissy Teigen on camera for the first time addressing her bullying scandal.
Any updates on the Oprah interview?
Then,
I'm a transition in my life.
Will Britney ever perform again? Her plan as she prepares to face off with her father. Plus, an NCIS shakeup. Are more stars leaving the show?
It's not easy.
Then Mary J. Blige's private pain.
What is that like to expose your deepest, darkest secrets?
What you never knew about her childhood.
Why so much stuff had to happen to a little girl?
And
what's up, E.T.? Welcome to the farm.
Only E.T.'s at home with country star Chase Rice.
So how many bison do you have?
I got 10 here.
E.T. starts now.
Hello and welcome, everyone, to the London West Hollywood. Our countdown to the Daytime Emmys continues with our special guest co-host today, Melissa Claire Egan. Welcome.
Yes, I love Chelsea on Young and the Restless. And you're expecting your first little baby. You have got so much to celebrate.
So much. I am so excited. I'm so happy to be here with you guys. Thanks for having me.
I just found out that Chrissy Teigen follows you on Twitter.
Ooh. She does. She does. And we've actually had a couple of really lovely exchanges in the past.
Oh, wow. Ooh, that's interesting because, you know, she faced the cameras not far from here. It's the first time since she was called out for bullying.
Chrissy, how are you, girl? Chrissy, how are you holding up, Chrissy? You're good?
Chrissy facing backlash but upbeat with the paparazzi. The 35-year-old was confronted twice outside the West Hollywood home she shares with John. She says he's been her rock during the bullying scandal.
Oh my God, he's been everything.
He's your everything?
My everything.
Chrissy was also asked about a gossip website's claim that she was in talks with Oprah to do a big sit-down interview.
Anything you can tell us on Oprah? Is it going to happen?
I have no idea about Oprah.
Courtney Stodden, who was 16 when they were cyberbullied by Teigen, has said they'd join Chrissy and Oprah.
Would you do it with Courtney Stodden, Chrissy? Courtney wants to do it with you. Would you do it with Courtney? Is that a maybe?
No word yet from Oprah if a sit-down's in the works. Now, from Chrissy to Britney and the singer's Maui getaway with her boyfriend, Sam.
Are you a shark and I'm on your back?
I'm a shark.
I'm a minnow, baby.
Brit shared these images from a recent trip to Hawaii. That's her showing off her view.
Maui.
Soaking up the sun and, yep, she got in a dance session.
I'm fireball.
Britney's vacay post comes as the suspense is building over her conservatorship hearing tomorrow. The singer is expected to appear remotely. This morning, the New York Times cited confidential documents indicating that Britney has disliked the conservatorship for some time now because, quote, it restricted everything from whom she dated to the color of her kitchen cabinets. Britney's expected to ask the court to remove her dad from the conservatorship.
If he was to be removed, he would not have any authority over her finances whatsoever.
Next, exclusive new details on Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson's split.
Why did you take him back, just for True?
News of their breakup came one day after part two of the Kardashians' reunion special aired. It was taped back in April, and Khloe was candid about her devotion to Tristan.
I do want more kids with Tristan.
A source tells ET Khloe and Tristan ended their relationship a few weeks ago. She gave Tristan several chances, and after new allegations, decided it was time to break things off. We're told Tristan was at a birthday party in Bel Air on Friday night and was acting very single. As for three-year-old True, they will continue to co-parent True together in a healthy, loving way. You know, on Keeping Up with the Kardashians once, Khloe said she believes Tristan loves her but doesn't respect her. I say go with that narrative, Khloe, and just keep it moving, you know?
Totally agree. I don't know Khloe, but she seems like a really nice person, and I hope eventually she'll find the love that she deserves.
Nobody deserves all that drama.
Agreed.
All right, let's turn to the drama on NCIS. There are big changes to TV's top drama that may involve Mark Harmon.
Oh.
It's one thing to do this for a little while and have some success. It's another thing to try to keep it there.
After nearly killing off Mark's character in the season finale, is NCIS getting a new Gibbs?
Help me understand.
TV vet Gary Cole just signed on as FBI Special Agent Alden Park for season 19. There have been reports that Mark's role may be reduced, but E.T.'s learned Gary's character is not replacing Gibbs.
Mark's going to give a line.
E.T.'s been with Mark since NCIS began almost 18 years ago. The 69-year-old executive producer told me this in November.
Leadership is not always a popular position to be in, and yet should this have the opportunity that this show has certainly had and employ as many people as it does every day, and I'm proud of that.
Well, Harmon is employing another new cast member.
Is there anything I can do?
4 weeks after Emily Wickersham's abrupt exit, season 18 newbie Katrina Law has also become a new series regular. The shakeup comes as TV's number one drama gets set to move to Mondays in the fall. It's been on Tuesday since day one. And more TV news. How did the Sex and the City revival convince Mr. Big to return?
I kind of think that story's told many times. I think it's over.
That's Chris Noth with E.T. back in 2017, convinced he'd never play the role again. Cut to last month, it was announced Chris was doing the reboot. The 66-year-old tells Yahoo Finance Live, "We can thank EP Michael Patrick King and his, quote, creative ideas," adding, "Once we got together and talked about the potential of what we could do with the character, I was all in."
You gotta have Mr. Big.
I agree with you 100%. And by the way, the 10-episode revival called, and just like that, started shooting last week, so they're getting busy. And Chris is a busy, busy guy. He's also on The Equalizer with Queen Latifah, who is rightfully so being honored at the BET Awards this Sunday. It's going to be a great show.
It's going to be a huge show. They're planning on having the most performers in 21 years.
The BET Awards is always about the performances, but let's not forget the host this year, Taraji P. Henson.
What I love particularly about this year is that we are celebrating the Black woman. Black women have made incredible strides in changing history. Politics, music, you name it, we've done it.
Her, Andra Day, and Queen Latifah are among the ladies being celebrated on this year's live show.
I can't wait to see the tribute to Queen Latifah, because you know she's getting her Lifetime Award. They're going to go back in the day when hip, you know, back in our day.
When I-T-Y, yeah. That's
when right. I-T-Y, who you calling her? You know what?
Get ready, because we back and we live.
This is where we get to celebrate the culture. This is where we have control, where no one is telling us how we should wear our hair. Ugh. It's our night. For this one, it's about the entrance.
Wait a minute. The entrance. So that means the entrance is going to be spectacular.
Yes. And that's all I'm going to say, Kevin.
Okay, I'm going to predict at least 5 outfit changes. Oh, and if you're wondering about that rumored Empire spinoff,
you working on that? What's going on?
No, I think we're gonna put it to rest for a sec. For me, yeah, because the script has to be right. We have to give the audience something incredible.
But people crave Cookie.
I know they do, but I owe it to the fans to give them something worthy to watch. I really do.
What I want is some respect.
But Cookie will be back at some point.
Has to be.
I agree with you. By the way, you also see Taraji in the new documentary about the life of Mary J. Blige.
One of the greatest singers of all time.
Oh, without a doubt. But, you know, a lot of people don't know about the trauma Mary suffered as a young child and how she had to overcome it to reach the top.
More drama in my life. I don't ever want to hurt again.
Most of the times I was just depressed and didn't want to live.
What is that like to expose your deepest, darkest secrets, your inner demon?
In order to do a My Life documentary, you have to go back and show people what happened, you know, why it happened and where did all this pain come from.
In the neighborhood we lived in, it's like prison. There was a lot wrong and there was a lot I needed to get out.
You talk about a lot of dark things that happened to you as a child, that it was really tough.
The most painful part is why so much stuff had to happen to a little girl. But that's what happens. You know, little girls aren't safe, little boys aren't safe. And how my mother was single and she was trying to raise us. And you know, and she was being hurt, you know, that she was in pain. We all was in pain, you know, but we were trying to survive without everybody knowing we were in pain.
I had it all inside and I was able to sing it and write it. I didn't know that so many people felt the same way.
The 9-time Grammy winner and 2-time Oscar nominee says she owes so much to her fans who have helped her heal from her past. Star fans Alicia Keys and Taraji P. Henson also appear in the documentary Mary J. Blige's My Life, debuting Friday on Amazon Prime Video. And we'll get to see Mary's transformation from shy child to legendary diva.
Mary, you're also a fashion icon. And did you realize you were touching off this fashion explosion?
I kind of knew it because I was looking around and seeing people with my hairstyles. That was easy.
I gotta know, Melissa, have you ever copied someone's hairstyle?
All the time. I always steal from magazines.
Yeah?
What about you?
No, The Rock stole mine. Just throwing that out there. Up next, Scarlett Johansson on her secret wedding.
We're in the foxhole, you know, and we did it.
Revealing I Do details and why Black Widow will mark a major Marvel movie first.
That's really significant.
Then I am sitting down with mom-to-be Melissa. But first, I challenge you to a soap stare-off.
Bring it on, Matt.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm going to always be second place, won't I? After everything I have done for you.
That is my guest co-host, Melissa Claire Egan, bringing the drama to the young and the restless every day on CBS, earning a sixth Daytime Emmy nomination along the way. You have been working in soaps for 15 years, and this is your first nomination in the lead actress category. What does that mean to you?
You know, it's so thrilling. I'm so honored. But Matt, to be honest with you, I've kind of gotten used to not winning. Like, I've kind of like mastered that. No, it's so exciting. And to be with these women who are so incredible, it's truly an honor.
And this year in the pandemic, your husband got to step in and he played a burglar, right?
Due to COVID, no one was allowed to touch me. My character had to be kidnapped. So my husband, who's a businessman, not an actor, was asked to come be my kidnapper.
Okay.
He actually stepped in twice. He stepped in as an EMT about a month later. His line was, "We're here to help you, ma'am."
Well, I came home and I just found her like this. "We're here to help you, ma'am."
And did you coach him on it?
I did.
What was his first
greeting?
We'd
be lying in bed. He'd be like, "We're here to help you, ma'am." And I'm like, "Matt, go to bed. Matt, go to bed." It was a shock sent throughout the daytime community when he wasn't nominated for an Emmy.
Speaking of the Daytime Emmy Awards, airing on CBS Friday, but as soon as it's over, you are going to be in like full-time mommy mode, right?
Yeah, baby boy due end of August. You know, I had a lot of struggles getting pregnant. I've been very open about it. I had 2 miscarriages and a lot of fertility struggles. So it wasn't easy for us and it wasn't quick for us. And I want other women and men to have hope that, you know, to not give up hope and just keep, you know, keep fighting.
Melissa, congratulations from the entire ET family. We're so happy for you. We can't wait to have you back in this chair with a little person sitting next to you.
Thank you so much.
Coming up next, is country star Chase Rice ready to be a dad?
Some babies.
Like human babies?
only E.T.'s at home with the country star, his puppy Jack, and a herd of bison? Why, he had to be rescued by neighbor Luke Bryan.
Covered in mud, no shirt.
And after 10 years with the Avengers, why Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow movie may be her best.
That, in many ways, was my greatest accomplishment on this film.
Plus, what you never knew about her past with our co-host, Melissa.
All the other kids were terrific, too.
Well, the wait is almost over for Black Widow.
It's about time. Yes, the movie got delayed not once, not twice, but three times due to the COVID crisis.
Yeah, but that did not stop Scarlett Johansson from pulling off the biggest surprise wedding of last year.
You decided to get married during the pandemic. So how special was it for you?
I think when you can get through what we've all been through, then you come out the other side and you're like, okay, we're in the foxhole, you know, yeah, and we did it. You know, that's really significant.
ScarJo and hubby Colin Jost tied the knot 8 months ago, but she's been the Black Widow for a decade. Now Scarlett's doing what not even RDJ has done. She's executive producer of her own Marvel movie.
Are you officially like the first Avenger slash producer of the bunch on their own standalone film?
Yes.
Come on, girl. Come on.
You know, I have to say that actually in many ways was my greatest accomplishment on this film. We made the movie because we wanted to, not because we had to, then, you know, really got to focus on what we thought was the most important part of Natasha's story.
That's not my story.
This Avengers origin story hits theaters and streams on Disney Plus with premiere access on July 9th. It also stars Florence Pugh, David Harbour, and Rachel Weisz, James Bond's real-life wife.
If Melina met Bond in a back alley, who would come out the other side?
I think they both would, with cuts and bruises.
You had quite an action moment. I felt like I was watching Tom Cruise, sir. What is going on here?
No, man. I am the opposite of Tom Cruise. That is a fake plane and a fake window and a lot of CGI.
The chemistry between the two of you is bananas.
My plan was to drive us away.
Well, your plan sucks.
It feels like that y'all been like, you know, sisters for a really long time.
Right? That's what I keep on telling Carla. She's like, I don't want to adopt you. Get out of my house.
Missy, I am a Marvel movie lover. I have to tell you, this movie catapults into my top three.
Was it really?
I loved it that much.
Wow, I have to see it. Actually, fun fact, I did a skit with Scarlett Johansson when she was 10 and I was 12 on Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
I love
it. Too bad she hasn't worked much since then, but...
She may be okay one of these days. All right, well, let's go now from movies to music because it's been a wild ride for Chase Rice. He played football in college for North Carolina.
And remember when he competed on Survivor about a decade ago? He finished as the runner-up.
Not too bad. Chase, and now he's taking over the country world, and he gave our Cassie DeLaura an exclusive look inside his world outside Nashville.
What's up, E.T.? Welcome to the farm. I've got my eyes on you. Wanna go for a ride?
I got my boots on. Let's go.
Let's go.
So how many bison do you have?
I got 10 here.
Okay.
And then 9 over there. I got deer out here. I got turkeys. So I don't know what else I could put.
Some babies.
Like human babies? We had a couple years before that happened.
Well, right now, the single 35-year-old has his hands full with a new puppy, Jack.
He likes his bison and he likes his duck.
And while these two are off the grid on 152 acres, they have some pretty famous neighbors.
Well, Luke Bryan's right over there, and Lee Bryce is right over there.
Have you ever needed anything from him?
I've needed a ride from Luke. I floated the Harpeth River and my phone died that day. And it got dark and I didn't have a ride to get out. So I floated back up the river and went over to his place and knocked on the door. I'm covered in mud, no shirt. He sees me, he knew exactly what happened right away. Bar's open. Doesn't matter if it's
last call from Chase turned his old tobacco barn into a bar. That tractor was a gift from Kenny Chesney after they toured together in 2015.
Someone had a party here.
We can't talk about that on camera. Sitting
here, drinking beer. This is actually the spot where Chase and Florida Georgia Line filmed the music video for their recent collab. Chase and BK go way back. They grew up together, and Chase got his start in the biz writing FGL's debut single.
He was a huge part of me moving to town. He believed in me before I really did. I was nowhere near good enough to move here. I have no idea why I did it. Somebody should have grabbed me and told me no, but thank God nobody did. If I didn't have you,
I'd be lost on. As for Chase's own career, he just released the final installment of his three-part record, The Album. And for him, it marks the closing of a chapter in his life.
It's been a party for me for 8 years. It's been go, 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 rock star, rock star, rock star, let's do it. And that's not really gonna be the case anymore. The music is what matters to me most, and that happens because of this place. But it gets me through
the night. Do you see this as your forever home where you want to have a family one day?
I mean, I would love that, but I'm not in a hurry for that. Jack has it all right now.
I do have to say, when the time comes, I feel like he's a great wingman. As soon as the door opened, he went right to the ladies.
He loves right women. To the ladies. It's so funny.
Jack, you know, Chase will be taking Jack on the road when he heads out with Kane Brown in 2022. And today, he just released an acoustic version of the album. So cool. All right. Up next, Adam Sandler does it again.
He just gave another TikToker the best day ever.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Do not miss The Young and the Restless on CBS, and good luck at Friday's Daytime Emmy.
Thank you guys so much. This is so fun. I could hang out with you all day.
No, you're about to have a baby. You need to go.
Oh, yeah, I should go.
You should go.
Right, but we're going to leave you with another viral TikTok about Adam Sandler out for brunch.
His biggest fan spotted Adam on Father's Day, and she happened to be wearing an Uncut Gems t-shirt. She explained how it all went down. It's a moment. Check it out.
It's crazy. Bye, everybody.
He was like, "Oh my God, that's so cool, thank you." And he was so sweet, told us to have a nice breakfast. But then he came back over with his daughter and was like, "Hey, you know, I wanted to make sure you got a picture because you're wearing the shirt." He was so nice.
Tracker, now streaming.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
When something is lost,
everyone's looking for something.
He finds it.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
The new series, Tracker. Now streaming on Paramount+.